If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, if I can show somebody he is traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be.
One. All you have to do is say amen on that one. And now before we finish with the choir, we've got a teen sextet here, and I don't want to miss this because they're doing a favorite song of mine because I wrote it. I heard God today. Who is the teen sextet? You know what I like about this song? Now look, we've talked all day long about workers with Jesus and finding out what we can do. Now don't look at them, you look at me, and I'll tell you when they're all ready. Now, you don't get up tomorrow morning and go to your husband or your wife and say, now, what does God want me to do? Now, I made this mistake several times. I remember one time in particular when I had heard from a man named Oral Roberts. Have you ever heard of Oral Roberts? Well, he phoned and he says, this was back in 59, I want you to come back to Oklahoma and make a big television choir for us and all these kind of goodies. And I said, oh, we'll pray about it. Next day, another call from a man named Rex Humbert. Did you ever hear of a man named Rex Humbert? He has a big, big work back in Akron, Ohio. I only named this bigness so that you will see how this thing worked. Both of them said the same thing. Both had television, both had radio. And you know where my mistake came? I went to my own little choir, the ones that I love so much, and I asked them what they thought about that. Well, you know what they thought about that. If we took either one, we were going to be gone. They couldn't be with us. They couldn't be in the choir. And so immediately their advice was colored by how much they loved us, or how much they wanted to be near us. And I got my feelings hurt. I have a good husband. 31 years I've had him. I'm going to hang on to him too. And we got in the car and we started for Big Sur Highway, where so many times God has spoken to me. And I learned a beautiful lesson. I got up there and I put my feet in the mountain stream. Wasn't very dignified. Didn't look like Audrey Meyer in Who's Who of American Women. And I said, oh God, today, speak to me. My ears are so filled with what everyone has said. And all of a sudden, I heard the wind in the tree. I tuned in, and the wind in the trees. And I heard the gurgle of the water over the rocks. And I heard the voice of God through nature saying, I love you. I love you. I want you to know I'm with you. I'm with you wherever you go. These are the words that I heard God say beneath the trees beside the stream that day. I was blessed. You want to know what I did? You see me after church, and I'll tell you, at the afterglow. We got back in the car, and we started home, and God gave me this song out there. And the first one to hear it was George Beverly Shea, and he says, I've got to record it. And Ralph Carmichael stayed up all night and made an arrangement, and it was an award-winning record for him. It wasn't profound. It was just simple. Listen, you know why you have two ears and one mouth? So you can hear twice as much as you say. Too many times we say, now God, you listen. I'm speaking. Instead of God, you speak. I'm listening.